Robots Radio presents...
Rated M for Mature.
Welcome, everybody. You are listening to the Download Weekly Gaming News, where we give you the DL on the latest in gaming every week in a small bite-sized download. I did it on the fly, and because I'm a flyer, my name is Goose Brenna.
I'm Jameson, I guess. Wow. So that's what it feels like. Tables have turned, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Challenge me. I gotta be on my feet all day now. Gotta be quick with the quips.
Oh, goodness. You're too much right now. Welcome back, everybody.
I'm hiding the lack of energy.
Yes, you're hiding it very well. I was just about to say before that whole intro, I was like, I made Brenna do the intro after she told me she's got a headache coming on. I'm like, here, go ahead. And I was like, oh, wow, blown away.
Taking it off. These wings are flapping your way.
That's adulthood, is just hiding the massive exhaustion and like.
These bags are made for carrying, and that's just what they'll do.
Oh, goodness. Yes. Yes, they are. Exponential growth as of late. So we're back. I started moving over the weekend, and I hate moving. It's,
the worst. Although you've got a decent amount of stuff, but not too bad. Just don't acquire anything else.
I mean, I'm already acquiring things because I need them, so it's already a problem. But it'll be okay. It'll get better. It's what I keep saying. Or as everybody keeps telling me, excited for this new chapter in my life.
Every time I hear that, I think of the heat when she's like looking at the teacher writing in their school book and is like, it'll get better.
It's the one thing that was written in the yearbook too.
Yep.
Anyway, we'll dive on in. So first up, big game came out last week from Arcane Lyon, which is the same studio that made the Dishonored franchise. Their latest game came out, Deathloop. Arcane Lyon is owned by, or they're part of the Bethesda family of games, which is now owned by Microsoft, but it's a PlayStation exclusive. That's also on PC. So kind of odd, but so far it's getting pretty phenomenal reviews. Lots of nines and tens across the board. A lot of people are into it. Neither of us have gotten our hands on it yet, so we can't definitively say. We can only speak from secondhand experiences, but people are saying it's good. I mean, my concern would be, just the replayability, by the concept of the game, which is, just replaying over and over and over. But they say everyone seems to really like it, that it's very aesthetically pleasing. The narrative is very good. And you always uncover and learn new little things each time you Deathloop. So, it's if you like, I would say if you like Dishonored and you like the general Bethesda style games, I think Deathloop is a game for you. It's kind of that blend of like Dishonored and a little bit of like Hitman with, the Bethesda juice. I don't like that at all.
No, there's too many jokes in that one. I'm going to leave that alone.
Bethesda sauce? No, I don't like that either. Seasoning.
Seasoning is good.
You can't, there's nothing wrong with seasoning.
I'm trying to make it dirty and I feel like it's a stretch.
Yeah. Seasoning, but sauce and juice, yeah, no, those are
no. Dusting, is that weird?
Yes, I don't like dusting.
Sifting.
I sift flour.
Yeah, you just lightly tap it.
No sifting here. But again, it's got phenomenal reviews. So if this is a game you've been interested in, wholeheartedly go and purchase it. There are two current bugs that are being addressed. Arcane Leon is very aware of them and they are working on them. So, you know, please do not overreact because honestly, they're quite minor.
It's kind of hilarious though.
Yes. So a lot of games tend to do this, especially on PC, like Rainbow Six is notorious for this, where they will not frame rate cap load screens. And so a PC, you can always tell what your frames are because there's various applications or features within games or applications that allow you to see your frame rate up top. And, you know, they'll skyrocket during load screens and that kind of stuff for absolutely no reason. The common practice during gaming is they'll, you know, frame rate cap them to something absurdly low because it's a loading screen. Nothing's really happening.
Yeah.
Doesn't need the frame rates. But so I guess it's not uncapped. And so on the PS5s, the PlayStation 5 starts making this like screeching noise during some load screens. And it's I wonder if this will come through. Yeah. I'm going to see if I can play it through the audio. Let's see.
It takes like 10 seconds.
I'm 10 seconds in. Oh, there it is. I can barely hear it.
You know what sounds
that
like?
That is so minor.
Right?
If that's what people are getting upset about, go F yourselves. It's
seriously. Okay, we're going to upload a video to Instagram of mine when it starts up. Because it is like 10 times louder than that. And I don't know if maybe something happened when I moved, but it's abrasive.
Yeah, that's like nothing. That's nothing at all. People need to, like, I could not even hear it, and that was like full volume.
Yeah, no, I had to turn mine up.
Additionally, there's a bug on PC, which people talk about. There's frame stuttering, and people are knocking that one up to the Denuvo DRM, which... Not surprising. I hate that games include that because it literally just breaks games.
You want to explain what that is?
It's like a non-pirating software. So it like prevents the game from being like copied. It's my correct understanding. It's not the most technical explanation, but it's dumb.
You wouldn't steal a car.
I remember those commercials. Those were phenomenal. That was the beginning. That's when you put in your VHS. And then
it had like a super intense, like friggin' DMX music in the background.
So over the kill. Or they would do like those, like
stealing from your mom or something.
Yeah, or they make it like a, what is it, the like detective noir style too sometimes. Like so over the top. People will never understand.
I love the 90s.
Ah, such a good time. LimeWire.
Yeah. LimeWire. Oh man, have I not heard that? Wow.
Yeah. Anyway.
How about Googling the album art so that you had something to put in on your iTunes?
Yeah, because you would just get like a CD from your friend and you would like add all the songs to your iTunes library. And then you're like, okay, but now I need the album artwork. And then you have to go and find like the right artwork and then.
And you would look up the album names and everything and put them unchanged and edit it in.
It was such a pain because you had to do it song by song, yes. Too. It was.
No, you could group by year sometimes and by album.
That was a later feature that was added. But yeah, that. Oh, what a time. What so a time.
Good. Yeah.
So people are complaining about frame stuttering, but it's probably 100% the Denuvo DRM. And that seems to be the source of all the negative reviews on PC, which I wish people would like take a second before writing some of these negative reviews, because like stuff like this is like, okay, that's not like, you know,
how about instead of writing a negative review, just, I don't know, maybe post it on a forum so that it gets seen. And be this is a thing that's happening. I don't want to give a negative review to the game because it's great otherwise.
my first instinct when something goes wrong is Google it.
Yeah, that's
it. And then, because I would Google it and I would see, oh, this is a common issue on PC. I'll just wait for it to get fixed. If it doesn't get fixed, then I can leave a negative review. But, like, honestly, at this point, like, it's too much.
Just post it somewhere, like, hey, I'm having this issue.
Yeah. And then a lot of people are getting, you know, lost in the sauce when it comes to the Xbox Bethesda deal, because when Microsoft bought, you know, all the Bethesda, the ZeniMax, they said at the time that they would honor any existing exclusivity deals, which the only two at the time were Ghostwire Tokyo and Deathloop. So it's so interesting to see a Xbox game that's exclusive to PlayStation.
Yes.
But it won't be that way.
That you can play on PC.
I love how all these companies, like, it's Xbox exclusive, it's PlayStation exclusive, and then, like, at the end, or like if you Google, it's like available on PC.
So
if it's Epic exclusive, go F yourself.
Yeah, no,
you are scum. I am not touching your game. I have waited,
yes,
over a year for games to come out on Steam. More people are doing that than they are purchasing them on Epic.
A lot of people.
Yes, and we've seen from the numbers that Epic loses an F ton of money on these exclusivity deals because no one is buying them.
Nope, keep up the good work, people.
Yeah. There's also been, I want to say shockingly, but at this point, I am not shocked. There's been more developments in the Activision Blizzard. Employees are filing a lawsuit against Activision Blizzard and they're accusing the company of intimidation and union busting. So employees are trying to unionize after all of this to create a equitable, sustainable, diverse workplace. And they are saying that Activision Blizzard is using coercive tactics to break up the union busting. And that is mega illegal.
Oh, they are totally doing it too.
Amazon is also in the hot seat for the same thing.
Yeah.
Trying to union bust their delivery workers and whatnot. So that's going to be that's another lawsuit for Activision Blizzard on top of their
honestly, if this existing one. If this doesn't break them,
Oh, I think this is going to break them.
Right?
They have the original lawsuit by the California Department of Fair Employment and Housing, which has since followed up accusing them of destroying evidence.
Yep.
Now they have this union busting lawsuit. And then on top of that, the SEC has now opened investigation into Activision Blizzard because of all of these existing lawsuits. They are investigating to see if Activision Blizzard deceived investors by not disclosing the lawsuits to investors, which 100% they did not disclose it. So they will get fined and penalized for that because you are legally obligated to disclose everything to your investors. Like, there's a whole section of financial reports that is about this kind of stuff, pending litigation and liabilities and contingencies, I think. Contingencies, yeah. It's the accountant in me.
Pulling knowledge out.
Yeah, and so the SEC has subpoenaed CEO Bobby Kotick, as well as several other executives to come and testify in Washington. So that'll be exciting. I'm looking forward to that.
This is the end of an era.
Yeah.
Activision Blizzard is going down hard.
I mean, all of this, unfortunately, is survivable.
With how much money they, I don't know if
you think anyone's going to stop buying or playing Activision Blizzard games because of this. No,
that's the thing. That's what I was about to say. If we decide as a community we're not going to do this anymore, then they won't.
Yes. And I mean, they could get levied some pretty huge fines, and that could really put the crunch on them.
Yeah.
But the odds of that happening are pretty low.
I love how Epic is just annoying and they're stupid and nobody buys anything, but these guys are like harassing and mistreating people and will still buy their stuff.
Because what is there to be fanboy at Epic? Fortnite?
That's a good
like
point. Yeah,
that's it. That's all Epic really has is Fortnite and Unreal Engine, and no one fanboys over Unreal Engine. It's a development tool.
Yeah,
you don't go fanboying about Adobe Photoshop like, oh my god, Adobe Photoshop. Look at the brushes. There's so many. Oh, that burn tool. Dodge. Hold on, let me erase this. Oh, go back.
I'm trying to think of like competitors to that, and it's just making me laugh. Like there's some weird editing tool war going on that we're about to just like get hate email from.
There's a bunch of other like editor tools that are comparable to
like GIMP Photoshop. Or something is the other one.
That's an open source one. There's one that's Mac exclusive and I can't remember the name of it, but I used it before. It's actually really good. It almost even looks like Adobe Photoshop. And they have two versions of it. And it's only like $40 for like a lifetime. Yeah.
That's nice.
It was really good. Anyway, digressing. So that's that. Activision Blizzard. Please stop supporting them. I guess we'll touch on the Call of Duty then too, since we're already talking. Yeah. So the next Call of Duty has already been leaked. Yep. And it's coming out next year. Shocker. No one saw that coming. It is expected to be a sequel to. Hold on. Mental math. It was expected to be a sequel to Modern Warfare, which came out in 2019. God, I can't believe that was 2 years ago.
Wait, Modern Warfare.
The recent one that added Warzone 2 years ago. That was a prequel to Modern Warfare.
But there's already a Modern Warfare. I need to look.
So there's Call of Duty Modern Warfare, Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, and Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. There's 4 Modern Warfares.
I don't like it. I need a map.
Yes, it's mega confusing now that they're like jumping and inserting games into different points. And then, yeah, last year. Good God.
Oh, my good God.
Last year was Black Ops.
Hold on. I searched Call of Duty. I wanted to look at the game timeline. It says on the side, there's like, what is this? 12 games right here. And then it says view 45 more.
There's not that many. I think there's 17 or 19 Call of Duties.
Absurd.
Yeah, so. But only like 5 of the Call of Duties are actually like successful. Most of the other ones did not sell like that much. But
I don't like how they're doing these names.
No. So Call of Duty for next year is nicknamed Project Cortez, and it is expected to be a sequel to 2019's Modern Warfare. So and it's going to be like about the drug cartels in South America.
Which at least that's something somewhat fresh.
Yes, very fresh idea. I'm here for the idea. And if it is a sequel to Modern Warfare, then I will enjoy it because I enjoyed Modern Warfare. But will I buy it? Probably not.
Yeah, the only reason, honestly, though, so because I got the bundle and it came with the game, I picked it up here and there. And I gotta say, the aim assist is absolutely overpowered, stupid. I wrecked it. Did I not show you? I haven't picked the game up and played with a controller in like years.
Do you know if there were PC players in your game?
I don't think so.
That would be the key indicator. Because even when we were playing the Modern Warfare and the Warzone pretty regularly for a while, like you were dumpster trucking on, you know, the console kids, even with the aim assist and even when it was decent then too. Like the moment you see them, even if they get the first shot, 9 times out of 10, the better PC player will turn and take the win.
Saying I was 34-4. And that's Nuketown. But Nuketown, everybody dies a million times over because it's so hectic and there's just stuff going off everywhere.
Nuketown's the map where people always get the tactical strikes and stuff. It's common for someone to always go off on Nuketown.
I didn't
get it. It's because of the close proximity.
I was like level 10. I didn't have anything unlocked.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
So yeah.
I'm just not a fan of the Treyarch ones.
Those first few games were good
because they were new and they were novel, like Black Ops. Some Black Ops 2. I'm okay with that garbage.
First game I really next was the Modern Warfare.
Even Infinity 3. Ward. Modern Warfare 3 was the beginning of the decline for Infinity Ward.
You know, Black Ops 2 I really did like.
Yeah, a lot of people like that.
And then I hated Ghosts and Advanced Warfare. Ops 3, I played it, but it was horrifying.
I'm gonna say top five for Call of Duties for me. I'm gonna put number one, Modern Warfare 2.
Okay.
Number two, Black Ops 2.
Okay.
Number three, OG Modern Warfare. Number four, World at War.
Ah.
And then number five, the most recent Modern Warfare that added the Warzone.
I see.
That's my top five for the Call of Duty franchise. So notice how four of those five are within like 5 years of each other.
No, but it's true.
That was the time. Additionally,
Zombies has always been awesome.
I disagree. I did not like the direction. They started adding too much shit to zombies. It got way too complicated.
It's like a whole other game now. It's like a whole new game. Like they can make an entire game that's just zombies.
Well, it's like a different game depending on what map you're playing. Like each, and I don't like that. And there's too many things in it now.
You shoot things, they come at you, you buy new guns. Done.
At 9 times out of 10, when it's zombies, I will choose whatever the original Modern Warfare one was, the airfield, the Druckwitz, whatever name, German name that had. Yeah. Like the last zombies I remember like thoroughly playing and not really enjoying was the bus one.
That's the one I remember playing.
I didn't really like it.
Yeah. And then you got like left behind. That sucks.
Yes. It happened all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Additionally, Call of Duty has started their beta for Vanguard, which is the game coming out this year, and then it will be an open beta. It's still an open beta right now. Anyway, but it is absolutely chock full of hackers, like to the point where it's unplayable, and there's people refunding it. I've already seen people canceling their purchases, which if you're pre-purchasing Call of Duty, you are a special kind of trash. I am sorry.
You gotta get some special skins, bro.
No. 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 With the technology we have today, like pre-orders mean nothing anymore.
No.
Pre-orders were a thing when you had to get the disc, and there was limited quantities of the game available at launch. You pre-ordered to ensure you were able to play the game at launch. Nowadays,
I put my mother effing $5 down at GameStop and waited in line for 4 hours.
Or so $25 if you got like the collector's edition.
That is true.
Yeah. But now with digital, you don't pre-order. You literally wait until the day before it releases, and then you quote pre-order. You buy the game the day before it releases. You get all the same perks. And then you have the advantage of literally everyone else playing it and reviewing it. Like, what are people doing? What are you doing with your lives? Like, unless you're pre-ordering like a physical copy to get like the collector's stuff.
Sure.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Stop it.
But yeah, no one runs out of stock of games anymore.
No, like, it's not a thing.
Yeah, even if you go to a store, they always have hard copies. The only games I have a hard time finding hard copies of are Nintendo Switch games. Those are near impossible to get your hands on, and it frustrates the F out of me.
Oh.
Damn it, Nintendo. Speaking of Nintendo, a lot of rambling. Game Boy and Game Boy Color.
Not get through this.
We're going to power through. I got the clock over here. Game Boy and Game Boy Color titles are finally making their way to Nintendo Switch. And all I can say is about time. Like, it's honestly like 3 years too late.
Right. I mean, emulators came out like immediately. So
I just. The virtual console on the Wii U, greatest thing for Nintendo ever to make. Literally just a chock full digital library of every Nintendo game ever. You could buy it, or if you had the game itself, you could redeem it on the virtual console and then play it everywhere. Why that never came to Switch, I will never know, to be completely honest. But they're somehow like adding it in along the way with like they added the NES games, they added the Super NES games. Like they're adding these little things along the way. Like it's
just anyway. Give it to me.
Exactly. Just give it to me. Where are we at? Oh, so there is a Tomb Raider anime in the works. I can't remember if we mentioned this before or not.
I don't think
but,
so.
The woman who plays Agent Carter, Haley Atwell, has been cast to be the voice of Lara Croft. And at first I was reading that, I was like, Agent Carter is playing Lara Croft? And then I kind of like started like hearing the voice from like Winter Soldier, and I was like, I can, that sounds like Lara Croft to me. I can picture that. So
I'm curious on board to see the art style that they go with.
Yes, because they have a Assassin's Creed one in the works, they have a Tomb Raider one in the works, and they have a Splinter Cell.
Yes.
But then separately, they also have League of Legends one. I think they have another Dota one. They're getting Netflix Dota. Is on it.
Oh my God, the Dota one is so good.
Dota in itself, though, trash game. I hate it so much.
I'm not a big fan of Dota, but damn, oh, I can't wait for more.
Dota's too complicated. And that's why League of Legends surpassed Dota, because League of Legends was the perfect balance of complicated and playable.
Yeah.
And then the derpy brother, yeah. You know, the Blizzard derpy brother came out, Heroes of the Storm, and it's like
it's like the three dragons and one of them's got the tongue out.
That's exactly what it is. Kojima has just been everywhere lately, talking, yeah. Spouting, just
chatting to anyone that'll listen.
It pretty much is what I feel like
I also hate video games. Yeah, sure, Grandpa.
I also feel like everyone's reaching out to talk to Kojima because he's just being so talkative. And that's so he's. But Kojima's next big project that he wants to do is he wants to make a game that is different for every player. So it's a game that.
This man is like, what is he smoking?
the caption for this is every other game developer is playing checkers and Kojima's playing five dimension chess.
This man is like our version of Joe Rogan.
I can see that. He's like he's on another level. I respect the hell out of him.
Sure. But
the man's on another level. I would not be surprised if that man actually lives in another dimension.
No, I agree. We need to keep pumping this man up because I want to see how wild it's gonna get.
It's gonna get wild. Did you play Death Stranding? You no, pee on actually. Ghosts, Brenna. Among other things.
Hey, cool. I mean,
Death Stranding, a phenomenal game. Gameplay could have been better, but the whole concept and the story is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
mind-blowing. And even playing the previous, his last Konami game, Metal Gear Phantom Pain. Oh, God. Phantom Pain was it was a masterpiece. I have, that game really grabbed me. The fact that I got it on like console and PC and sunk like a good 50, 60 hours into it each, both times. Just, yeah. On console, I actually have not finished Phantom Pain.
Wow.
It's a long game. It's got 50, it's got 50 missions. And after you get like to like 26 or 30, you start replaying some of the same missions, but it has different objectives and they're like a heck of a lot harder. It's a challenge. His games are always super difficult, but I love Phantom Pain. It was phenomenal. But yeah, so he wants to make a game where the game changes based on where you live and your like perspective. So basically like it would like adjust your culture, on how you
your culture yes. of wherever your region is.
Yeah, so the game changes in real time, which that's an awesome concept. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Like
it's easily done too.
I don't know
unless Yeah, I mean you have to input there is still connection, right? There's still a ping off of something. You need internet connection.
Yes. I think the hard part though is you have to create all of these potential.
I think they're going to do regions like Southern California, Northern and Central. Well,
I mean, I think it would just be like United States.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to get that narrow specific. I don't know. But I just mean like in order to create something of that scope, like you would have to create a lot of different sub pieces to allow the game to be like, all right, like, you know, to Rubik's Cube it together. Like, this is how we're going to.
Maybe they'll do it by like environment. Like if you live in a deserty area, like a high desert or a tundra or something like that. Cause then that's like covering whole equators and that's not that many.
We'll have to see. We'll have to see. I mean, I like that idea though of games that like are different depending on where you're at. I like that concept. Right. And that's a concept like, I have, you know, I like to create game ideas in my head all the time. And so I've had similar concepts to that. I'm
something of a game developer myself.
You know, just saying. Shout out to Dr. Brandroid, who officially licensed his own game studio.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah. We do have a name. It's Karma Pharmacy Games.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah. So one day I'll have my own game studio. That's what I'm working towards. Dying Light 2 got delayed. That one been delayed a couple times. It's been bumped to February 4th, 2022 from December. So not that much of a delay, but it is what it is these days. Everyone just uses COVID as the reason, and
we're starting to escape from that.
I mean, I think it highlights the issues with the game development if that like 75% of your game is done in the last year and a half before release. I think that's a problem.
Yeah,
that's but the problem.
No one's gonna say it. They're gonna say it was COVID, not that they didn't plan.
I know, but we're seeing it all. Like, look at Cyberpunk. That game was technically in development for 7 years. You cannot tell me that was 7 years worth of work. That was maybe 18 months worth of work, tops.
That is you standing in the hallway and scribbling your homework down 10 minutes before class. Just, man, relatable. Very relatable.
I mean, I was definitely guilty of a couple times of getting into class, like, you know, because, you know, like you'd have like the break period and it'd be like 10 or 15 minutes. I was definitely guilty of a couple times of going early, like right as break started, walking straight to my next class to find someone and open up my homework or notebook and write down all of it, like right before
rushing to pass it up. Yeah.
Ridiculous. Battlefield 2042 has also been delayed, but that one's only been delayed a couple weeks. They pushed it from like October.
November 19th.
Yeah, I think it was supposed
October 22nd.
Yeah, so it got pushed like 3 or 4 weeks, which I'm totally okay with that because that small of a push, that to me just says we need to do some polishing. Like, yeah. That's polishing. That's some light tweaking. That's not like a major issue.
Oh, yeah. We're going to 2022. And you're like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. It's when you get to less than a month before release. And it's like, okay, we got to push it back like 3 or 4 months. And I'm like, okay, that something else is wrong there.
Yeah.
That's the other thing too with games nowadays, like the whole pre-order thing, like the going gold doesn't mean, diddly squat nowadays.
Especially when you have day one patches that are like 2 gigabytes. I'm sorry, excuse me?
Wait, what games are you playing? Because I'm playing Call of Duty and we have like a 30 gigabyte day one patch after I install my 225 gigabyte game.
They know how to code.
Just think about it. You will need an entire hard drive to store Call of Duty Modern Warfare, Warzone, Call of Duty Black Ops, Cold War, and Call of Duty Vanguard. That is an entire hard drive. A terabyte. There is nothing in Call of Duty that should take up that amount of space. All four of those games should take up 225 gigabytes. Tops. All four.
Yes.
Ridiculous.
This is stupid.
Well, and I think the Call of Duty Vanguard beta and all the people like saying how bad the game is, like they're talking about just the feel of the game. And in addition to all the hackers, I think that just goes to show you how bad Activision Blizzard is at this point, that they are just pumping these games out, that they are not getting any sort of quality in their development. Like Modern Warfare,
this in last my eyes, one has apparently, I mean, not apparently, but this last one, for some reason, is good. Like one of the best that's been around for a while.
I don't know how like the Modern Warfare and the Black Ops Cold War managed to put together like a decent game because they were in this play. Well, that was what shocked me is when that Modern Warfare came out and I was like, this is like playing like the Call of Duty I liked.
Yeah.
Like this is what I'm here for. Anyway, we keep going all
the time. Dude, we're screwed.
So there is a early access like open beta coming up soon for Battlefield. It looks like it's going to be like the early access looks like it'll be a week prior. Open beta will probably be in October. So that will be a good time to see what we're looking at with that game. The developers are telling people obviously they're getting an F ton of hate online. And so they're telling fans to have faith. And you know what? I get that people have a hard time hearing that from devs nowadays, but also at the same time, it's a vicious cycle. People are like, I can't wait to play this game. Release it now. Comes out buggy. You know, what the F? Why didn't you delay it? Why didn't you do more time? And then that you delay it and it's like, why did you delay it? Like, it's this whole like vicious cycle. Like no one's happy. And so I respect this guy for, putting out his tweets out there because what reactions he got from telling people to have faith. But like, he was responding to tweets and he was, talking about like, we're putting finishing policies, like we're fixing things for performance sake. We're not changing anything else. Like one of the things he even specifically said right now, we're tweaking terrain tessellation. Like he even specifically said like what the teams are working on. And, like that, I respect that. This guy was on top of it. It was also kind of funny to see that, because of the global nature of EA and DICE, he even mentioned that they have studios all around the world working on the game. So by the time one team is clocking out, there's another team in a different part of the world clocking on to pick up the work.
That's crazy.
So the game is literally in development 24 hours a day.
That's insane. But yeah, don't be like the gamer version of Karen.
What? We need a name for the gamer Karens.
Yeah.
And it needs to be demeaning.
What? Epic? Sweeney's? Don't be sweet. No.
No. It,
God?
No. Don't
be God?
No. We'll think on it. If you got an idea, we need a gamer version of Karen because there's a lot of them out there.
just kind of complain about everything.
Yeah. There was an interesting like article about an interview with one of the developers of Halo Infinite talking about how the CG trailers are not for consumers, that they're to recruit staff. And I don't know what BS. Yeah, I don't know what BS this man is spinning. Video games nowadays are just an exercise in marketing. Like, it's just, it's nonstop marketing constantly. Cyberpunk is the best example. You mean to tell me those trailers were to recruit people for CD Projekt Red? Absolutely not. Those trailers are to hype the game up.
You think that they paid Lady Gaga to like get in a suit and do this whole thing?
Yeah.
Because they wanted more people? Like, those trailers Rockstar are... and everyone else needs that for their advertisement to get people to work for them?
Those trailers are to sell pre-orders, so you get money flowing in the door sooner rather than later. Right. Because game studios literally live from game to game. Someone in Minecraft, not surprising, has built the entire world of Star Wars. Every single Star Wars location has been recreated in Minecraft, and it's Vista Chess. He's been working on it for years. He said like it took them a year to do Tatooine and Coruscant, and it's the build's not even done. They're still in progress, which is just unreal. I mean,
what in the world? Go ahead, whatever makes you happy.
Minecraft people. There's a rumor out, and if this rumor turns out to be true, which most likely it is, I am 1000% here for it. Quantic Dream, the developer behind Heavy Rain and Detroit Become Human, is rumored to be making a Star Wars game. If you had not played Detroit Become Human, I strongly recommend you go and play that. If they just make a Star Wars game like that, I am so in. Because it's like an interactive story. It's not so much like there's a lot of gameplay elements to it, but God, the narrative is, and the act, you know, the characters, is just, the visuals, phenomenal. And it's almost
like playing like a, how Japanese games have like an interactive story.
Oh, you like the, you're talking about the visual novels?
Yeah, that.
Yeah. This is like an interactive movie, basically. It's but not like, I feel like that's too movie, doesn't do it justice. But it's like an interactive cinematic experience. There we go. Yeah. Ice.
Yep.
Oh, I like that. Interactive cinematic experience. Ice.
Coin it.
Trademark that. Copyrighted. You heard it right here.
Lion.
Yeah, it's already locked up. Done deal. So if they are making that, I'm 1000% here for it because Detroit Become Human is a phenomenal game. Rocksmith got delayed. They've not given a date. It's called Rocksmith Plus, but they have not given a date. They're basically rebuilding the game from the ground up.
I haven't heard that name in years.
Yeah, they're trying to rebuild Rocksmith as like a complete, like basically
subscription though. Like, no.
Well, because they'll add things, but yeah, it's
no. I bought a game a long time ago and then I bought songs that I wanted. Make me do a subscription for whatever crappy songs that you want to put on there for the month that I have to pay for. No.
Anytime a developer says they need to revisit core features, that is not a good sign. Again, 3 years later, Nintendo Switch now has Bluetooth audio support. So yes, that means you can now play, use your AirPods or other Bluetooth headphones on your Nintendo Switch.
I try not to blow out the mic.
Took them 3 years to release that little update. But don't remember, it's been Bluetooth capable the entire time. They just haven't added it for headphones yet.
But you know how many people bought dongles and stuff like that so that they could use.
Do you know how many people have Bluetooth headphones nowadays?
Yeah.
Everybody.
I mean, like that you could buy one to make it capable.
Oh, I have my old like iPhone headphones I use for work. Like I'll just plug them into my laptop when I need to do like Zoom meetings and that kind of stuff. just because it's super simple. I have Bluetooth headphones that are connected to my work computer too. It's too cumbersome, especially if my meeting goes too long. I run out of battery sometimes on my headphones. I've had days of work training where we've had like 8 hours of Zoom conferences doing training, and I will just end up sitting there for an hour with no headphones on, just watching soundless while my headphones are charging so I can listen again.
Yeah. Yes. Quite. Yes. Very right. Distinguished.
Yeah. Anthony Mackie has just been landing roles everywhere. He's probably one of the hottest up and coming actors right now in Hollywood. I think.
I don't care. He's cool. I like him as a person. I'm not a fan of his roles.
I think it's his roles. I don't think it's him. No. I think he's getting bad roles, or at least bad writing.
Yeah.
He was not a good Takeshi. He was not a good Takeshi.
Trash. Do not
especially after what's his name? The first guy. I can never remember his name, but he is Joel Kinnaman.
So amazing. Oh,
he's also the guy that he's in what is it? He's Colonel what in Suicide Squad. Colonel Flag. What he's in. Yeah. So he is like edgy, and he is gritty, and he is angry. Like, he was Takeshi Kovacs.
He did so good. It was like he put on such a good front of, I don't apparently have emotion, but you can tell there's so much emotion behind him.
Yeah. And that's always like been one of my critiques of him, is he's never has emotion in any of his roles, but in, you know, the Altered Carbon, phenomenal. Yeah. But anyway, Anthony Mackie has joined the Twisted Fate cast, and he will be playing the lead character, Twisted Metal. God.
What?
Twisted Fate is a League of Legends character.
There you go. Weaving it out.
Twisted Metal, playing John Doe. And we know that Will Arnett is supposedly playing Sweet Tooth.
I can't. So. I can't.
Well, Brenna, tell us.
Razor has finger condoms.
They are not finger condoms. What's the actual name for them? Because there's an actual name. Like, they sell like the rubber gloves, but it's just for your fingers.
Yeah, it's for like old ladies that count money and are like going through appointment books. They're like rubber tips.
Yeah, I don't know what they're actually called. But anyway, Razer has made them for gaming, for when you're playing that mobile gaming and you need your fingers to be
smooth.
I just hit my microphone again.
They're lightweight and breathable.
I don't like them at all. They're disgusting. And how much are they? Is the real question.
That's the hold on.
$10.
That's actually
very reasonable.
Yeah. I kind of want like 25.
I kind of want to buy them, but if I'm going to buy them, I want one for all of my fingers.
You know what we need to do for Halloween? We just need to beat Razor.
That would be funny. Buy the little snake shoes and the
everything.
The Zephyr mask.
Yeah, all of it. Just Razor.
Razor. China wants manlier men in games and wants to remove effeminate.
Effeminate?
I don't even like that word.
No.
Men in games. Just China. Why?
Being
what
China.
Is wrong with you? And of course, the picture they use for the article is Tarik from League of Legends. And I'm sorry, but there is no manlier man than Tarik.
It's like Fabio.
It is. It looks like Fabio. And if you have not seen him in game, this is his rework. He looked more derpy before they redid his art. They did a art upgrade because he was one of like the OG characters. And when they did his artwork, it was amazing. His famous tagline is like, these gems are truly outrageous. It's so good. Like, that is a man's man. I'm not going to lie. But yeah, this just circles back to the endless discussion that Brennan and I have about the topic of men and masculinity, and it needs to change. But you know what doesn't need to change? Valheim, because it's perfect.
Never. Beautiful.
Perfect.
Love this game.
And they added hot tubs. Like, what more can we ask for?
Honestly.
I'm just gonna go Viking Geralt in a hot tub. We've just kind of dipped into the update, and I'm 100% here for it. However, I'm not too thrilled about the Darkwood that's going to be a pain to get, because you have to go and get tar, and to get tar you have to get it from the plains, and you have to kill like some monsters at the plains, and then you have to drain the tar to get the tar globs. It's a lot of work. Sure. for some nice aesthetic items, but that's a lot of work in probably the most hostile portion of the game ever.
Yeah, and that's like the whole reason I wanted this is for the aesthetics. Like, it's cool that we can do the cooking thing, but that's what I cared about.
Yeah, I want those dark woods.
The dark wood is not the same length and or width as everything else.
Yeah.
So like the short beams, no. There's the long beams and there's the short beams, right? These short beams are shorter than the other short beams by like probably 2 in-game feet.
Well, they're supposed to be like extras, like aesthetics, like they're supposed to be accent pieces. But yes, I understand the OCD. Trust me, right there with you.
Why?
I also really badly wanted to cut you off on that and be like, Brenna, we need to get moving on this episode. But then I also remembered all the tangents that I have gone on this episode. So I was like, I can't do that.
No, I can't do it. I give her one pass.
You know what I can't do? I can't do Nicolas Cage anymore. Nicolas Cage says he's never going to retire. He says he's going to act until he dies. And I respect the man for that. But also, like, who is making movies with Nicolas Cage nowadays?
Ghost Rider 10.
Stop it. Please don't put that out there into the world.
No. What's the treasure one? National Treasure. National Treasure 47. And it's like fucking. No, it's a great movie. I love those movies.
Every time the government shuts down, the National Treasure memes come out. And I love it. I know it's coming every time. And I love it. You know what I thought of, though, that Nicolas Cage would be perfect for? Like, remember, you saw Con Air, right? The one where he was the prisoner on the plane. And he had the long, like, luscious hair.
Nasty.
I see Nicolas Cage playing Leonard from GTA 5. The chubby guy with the glasses that's always, like, all hot and bothered and, like, does all the tech stuff on the calls. I see that. I also see him being, what's his name? The crazy guy in the tank top.
Trevor.
I can also see him being Trevor.
I think he does Trevor. And then Mission Impossible guy. Who's it? Damn it.
Oh, because he did Les Grossman?
Yes. Yes.
All right. I'm here for it. A gamer. Oh, I guess that's the wrong link. I don't know what happened there. A gamer dislocated his shoulder while celebrating during a win at a esports event, and there's video of it. You can definitely see, like, he jumps up and he's like clapping and shaking his arm so much, and just boop, shoulder comes out of the socket. And you know, Brenna, I don't think there's a better ad for our future fitness and gaming health business than this right here. Like, this alone is going to sell your whole.
I'm also sorry, but the man that flops to the ground shaking like a fish out of water because he threw his arm out of his socket. I have gotten mine ripped out of the socket. You know what you do? You snap it back in and you go on with your day.
Okay, but Brenna, this is the guy that was cheering a gaming win that dislocated his shoulder. I think our levels here a little different. This is also probably one of my favorite articles. And again, another perfect thing for our upcoming project is that a lot of people have been giving Thor from the new God of War Ragnarok a lot of flack, talking about why is he fat? Like, that's not godly and whatnot. And Darren McCormick, who is a powerlifting legend, strong man as well. Oh, yeah. Guy's very well known in the fitness world. And he says, no, you're actually wrong. This version of Thor is the peak of male performance. And he is 100% correct. The whole like fit shredded abs thing, that's just like visual aesthetics. There's not actually, 9 times out of 10, there's not the strength to back that up. You could spend all day lifting low weights and get that. Okay, Brenna's gonna get science here.
This is how you're gonna visually determine it for yourself. Same person, right? Them 10% body fat, lifting as much as they can. Same person being in strongman has to gain more weight to lift more weight. So you can see if we're talking about like male performance, which is lifting heavy, heavy weights, being super strong.
Basically, Chris Hemsworth versus half Thor Bjornsson.
Yeah, which he's fighting boxing now. I hope you know that. Yes.
Which did you also see? He cut like 100 pounds and the man is, oh, sweet Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, let's touch on that fact that that man was like 400 pounds of like 10% body fat and just huge, huge. And you couldn't, and he wasn't necessarily like shredded. Like if he took off his shirt, like there was no abs or anything.
Yeah, he was solid.
He was just muscle. And then he's like lost 100 pounds to be more lean and not have to maintain that weight. And the guy is just, he's maybe what, 2 or 3%
body fat? Probably. He's probably like, I don't know. He looks scrawny as hell.
Well, yes, compared to his old self.
Nuts.
It's crazy. But I love the words he used here. Power belly. I love that so much.
Power belly.
Because he talks about how strength athletes, you know, that there's a correlation between bulk and strength. And so he talks about the weights and how they're lifting multiple times their body weight. So like how they won't be tall or shredded, they'll be, you know, thick and bulky. And they'll have, you know, he says right here, they'll have a layer of lard over it, a power belly. Any fool can get abs. Yes, I'm looking at you, Mr. Hemsworth, but a power belly and big traps, which are the muscles on either side of your neck, are the sign of a bloody strong man.
There it is.
So, yes, that Thor is a much more accurate depiction of a guy who has just sheer amounts of strength to crush the ever-living daylights out of you. So, there you go. You also got to remember, this is North mythology. Greek mythology was all about aesthetics. Like, that was, like, the perfection, like, the muscles all showing, glistening, oiled. That's Greek mythology and Roman mythology. This is Norse mythology. This is way different.
Okay, Thor is known for his ability to drink. That too. Why wouldn't the man have a gut?
That too. There's legends of that man doing terrible things while drinking. The next update starts this week for Sea of Thieves Season 4, and you'll be able to go underwater, under the sea.
Under the sea.
Yeah, so that's very exciting. Go check that out. Someone made a Fortnite t-shirt and it's a white button down that says Fortnite on it and it's selling for $1,000. It's designed by the Balenciaga luxury fashion house in Spain.
Are you serious? Did you just say it like that?
Say it for me.
Balenciaga.
Okay. See. Yeah. White.
Did I just hit taquitos? No, it's just
Balenciaga. Yeah, I'm very bad. Like, if I hear it, I can say it flawlessly. But when I look at letters on pages, I have brain aneurysms.
It's just, it's a really well-known thing in like pop culture.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's $1,000. It's literally a white button down with Fortnite above. A pocket.
That makes sense.
Also, and those says, sunglasses are disgusting.
I really wish you guys could see this sometimes because it's like this weird Jimmy Neutron alien thing going on.
I mean, they look like they would be superhero goggles. I'm not gonna lie.
If they had a unit, like a mask over it?
No mask. Just the band all the way around the back. I mean, that looks like what you give a professional basketball player when he needs to wear glasses, like on the court, so they don't fall off his face. I want to punch that kid.
You're making me want to put violence upon a child.
It's a terrible collaboration, though. Anyone who pays for that is garbage. And then the hat. Good. You want a hat? That's a $400 hat. So you see the $400 dad hat?
Yes. that says Fortnite with Balenciaga. At least there's a little bit more writing on this one. What does it say?
Did you see the hoodie as well? The hoodie is $800. Also, what is that outfit? That hoodie, the shirt, those pants?
Oh no, keep
going. Oh my
going.
God. Oh my God. That's going in the Discord chat. If you're on the Discord, go to the glorious memes. That is forever incarnated there. I might need to have that be like my character avatar. Brenna's actually dying. I can't hear you. Oh.
What is that? Where are their feet?
Neil Druckmann is apparently going to direct an episode of The Last of Us HBO TV series. He's on the he's registered on the production list as one of the five directors, which again is not surprising considering he kind of created the game. So can't you all right there?
I'm crying. I had to get away from it because it wouldn't stop making me laugh.
Was that a good laugh? Like that was like that. That was like.
I haven't had a healthy one like that in a real long time.
That's good. That makes me happy. That makes me happy. Yeah, I can't. It's probably one of the weekends we hung out that you've had.
Texted me and said we can hear you. Are you okay?
You have to go show that to them. That is not okay. Yeah, no, I'm not okay.
No, I'm not okay.
And lastly, the developer Splitgate wants to be the next Riot Games with their Halo meets Portal arena shooter, which is called, I think, Splitgate is the name of the game. Splitgate is the name of the game. The developer is 1047 Games, which is a terrible name. But they've raised $100 million in funding from investors for their game, so they're pretty big. This game apparently came out of nowhere during summer and is quite popular, but I have yet to hear of it, so this is the first. So I might check it out, but I'd rather wait for regular Halo.
Yeah.
But that is it for this week. That was a wild ride of an episode, though. So we'll be back again next week. Yes, next week. Yeah, time. It's a thing. Relative. Yep. So thank you, as always, for choosing to listen to us. I know. I'm going to send out messages to you guys this week. I'm also going to start posting the links to our new Patreon. I've almost got it all set up so we can get you guys all transferred over there by the end of the month and shut down our current one. So stay tuned for those links and messages and follow us on social media. Check out our new socials at Goose and Lion because we're going to be starting ramping up. We're shooting for holiday this year, like December, to get all that stuff off and running. I've got a goose I have to wrangle to start making content, so I need some of your very valuable time to start filming things, so we have to work all that out, but it's coming soon, so start following us because fun things are coming. But with that, we're gonna go ahead and get out of here because it's late and we both have things to do. So good luck, have fun, everybody,
and remember, keep your goose loose.
Hey, I'm Pylon.
And I'm Doc.
And if you've ever played an Elder Scrolls game, you've probably used UESP.net to help you find information about a quest, dive deeper into lore, or really learn anything about the Elder Scrolls.
But did you know we have a podcast too? Every week we bring you the latest in Elder Scrolls news, dig deeper into topics surrounding the game, and have a ton of fun while doing it.
You can find us on your favorite podcatcher by searching the Unofficial Elder Scrolls Podcast. Can't wait to see you all there.
Looking for a Fallout audio drama? It's True Vault Escapades! That's right, follow the death-defying adventures of Detective Walter Camry and his vault girl Bunny as they solve the wasteland's biggest mysteries. From the dramatic Texas prologue to the high-stakes world of New Vegas, Walter and Bunny risk it all to crack everything from murders, slaver syndicates, and corruption at the highest level in post-nuclear America. True Vault Escapades. It's a Fallout show with a detective twist. Look for True Vault Escapades wherever you get your podcasts.